While the Obama administration explores options to combat ISIS in Syria, Kurdish fighters are gaining ground against Sunni militants in neighboring Iraq. The Peshmerga forces have recaptured areas they lost to ISIS earlier this month near Mosul in northern Iraq. The BBC's Jim Muir has been with the Kurdish fighters, and he has this report.
This is the front line of the Peshmerga positions, the Kurdish positions. Saying no American air cover. A week ago they bombed some ISIS-held villages far, far away behind the current line, so it wasn't linked to this current campaign. The Peshmerga recaptured these positions against ISIS without any air support either from the Americans or from the Iraqi army. Shakir Ismail, one of the Peshmerga Kurdish officers there, explaining the situation. The fact that the Kurdish forces made this significant advance without the help of American airstrikes seems to reflect a growing self-confidence after their own rout by the Islamist onslaught here earlier this month. General Najat Ali Fatah is the Kurdish commander in the area.
I think we could protect our land and our territory, especially this area.
So you are confident that ISIS cannot come back again, cannot return?
Yeah, I'm confident because I know Daesh forces would be very weak against us. They couldn't fight us, and now we using a lot of tactics against them.
The Kurds say they will still need to ask for U.S. airstrikes in some places, and they also need heavier weaponry, artillery, armor, and much besides. But they seem sure they can do their own fighting on the ground, and that they've broken the wall of fear surrounding ISIS, as Shakir Ismail explained.
ISIS created fear and terror among the people by killing and slaughtering, and putting it in video clips on the social media. It's psychological warfare. But on the ground, ISIS can't resist the Peshmerga. We have broken this fear and we are advancing.
But across the border in northern Syria, a very different picture. Supporters of the Islamic State were loudly celebrating its capture of the airbase at Tabqa, the last government stronghold in Raqqa province, which is at the heart of the self-declared caliphate. A highly produced video put out by the Islamic State showed how such attacks are done. First, a huge suicide bomb explosion. Then a ground offensive. It showed dozens of regime soldiers fleeing and being gunned down. Some were captured. One was later decapitated, his head spiked on a fence in Raqqa city. Faced by all this, Syria's foreign minister Walid al-Mu'allim said Damascus was ready to cooperate against terrorism with all outside powers, including the US and Britain. But he warned against unilateral airstrikes.
Any military action without coordination with the Syrian government, it is aggression. And the Syrian government is obliged to take all possible measures to defend its sovereignty.
The slow advances of the Kurdish forces in northern Iraq show that it can be done. But these are very small beginnings to a massive task that's growing by the day.
That report from the BBC's Jim Muir in northern Iraq.